quan liên lạc với sự điều trợ
có thể nói đây là một biện pháp đưa đến sự tu tập nghiêm túc
so here the
và rốt giáo.
Describing the greatness of the Lamrim teaching.
Trong đoạn này nói
the
về
Lamrim
tính cách vĩ đại của giáo pháp đạo tầng.
It's very much it's originated teaching of the Lamrim, whatever said in the Lamrim
originated
from Lord Buddha Chakra.
đạo rằng thứ nhất về giáo pháp này cho thấy không có sự mâu thuẫn ở trong những lời Phật dạy, và thứ hai là cho biết giáo pháp này là những lời chỉ dẫn cho từng cá nhân tu tập, giúp cho hành giả không bao giờ bị đi sai đường. Thứ ba là giáo pháp này giáo pháp được chính thống truyền thừa từ Đức Phật xuống tất cả các chư đạo sư tại Ấn Độ và Tây Tạng. Thứ tư là giúp cho tất cả các hành giả luôn luôn duy trì và tu tập và tu tập của và chuẩn bị cả hai phương diện là tinh thừa và mật thừa.
Okay, here the greatness of the Lama teaching. And also there is the practice of the Tantra Yama.
Và có những hành giả tu theo giáo pháp mật thừa.
And the practice of the Mahayana is another category. And the practice of the Theravada is another.
Thì trong đó có cái sự phân chia ra những sự tu tập khác nhau tùy theo căn cơ của khác nhau. Trong cái thời cái buổi giáo thời đó trong lịch sử.
Because of the contradiction, finding contradiction, that means one spiritual, a spiritual practitioner would not be able to use or use the Mahayana teaching. If you are the practitioner of the, according to lower school or Theravada teaching, the techniques of the Theravada teaching
may not be applicable
if you are practicing Mahayana. If you are a practitioner of the Tantrayana, and the techniques that we presented in the Theravada tradition of teaching may not be applicable. So there is separation. Because of the finding contradictions and separation, there was a tendency that a lot of people go and say, oh, Theravada teaching is not for me, it's something else, it's for the practitioner's level of the practitioner, it's the lowest school. And they said another way, the technique in Tantrayana, in Mahayana, is not applicable if you are practicing.
Giáo pháp của mật điển là có những kinh phật mà một hành giả và tu tập theo giáo pháp nguyên thủy không thể nào tu tập được. và quan chiếu sâu sắc của đạo lộ để biết sự rõ cái sự tu tập của mình.
We very much favor that practicing the compassion and altruism.
Đối với hành giả đại thừa thì chính giáo pháp mà mang vào trong lòng là giáo pháp hành giả phải tu tập tâm vị tha và lòng đại bi.
Precious human rebirth and death impermanent and everything we have to practice.
Và dù như vậy, một hành giả lúc nào cũng vẫn phải quán chiếu về tính cách vô thường của cuộc đời và phải quán chiếu về nỗi khổ của cõi luân hồi.
Basically, every one of us have a quality.
Mỗi chúng ta đều có
quality
những phẩm tính
of the positive qualities and the negative qualities. Every individual.
Những phẩm tính khác nhau.
Every individual. We have
có những người làm.
We have negative emotions.
Trong dòng tâm thức mỗi một chúng sanh đều có những nhân hoặc thiện hoặc bất thiện.
Positive emotions, the positive feelings that we have, like compassion,
những nhân thiện
like patience,
có như là có
like lovingness,
tâm,
loving and kindness we have.
Tâm vi,
but loving and kindness
tha,
we have ordinary lives.
Vân vân.
If you are not practicing the lambrim,
loving
kindness we have, compassion we have,
it is
very much restricted and very limited.
Nếu mà chúng ta không tu theo giáo pháp
so even though it is a natural
đại thừa này thì tất cả những phẩm tính trên rất là giới hạn
and very much limited, so that there will not be sense of the great compassion, great loving kindness.
Chúng ta sẽ không có được tâm đại bi.
Idea of the restriction means that there is no sense of the
greatness.
The sense of the great compassion and the greatness must come after you practice of the precious human rebirth.
Giáo pháp đạo tầng dạy chúng ta là trước khi chứng được tâm đại từ đại bi, chúng ta phải hiểu được tính cách quý báu của người.
Once you practice the mahola, then
nỗi khổ trong cõi luân hồi,
mind we have, compassion we have,
thì khi nào hiểu được tất cả những điều đó, hành giả mới thực sự
khởi
được tâm vị tha,
tâm compassion,
từ bi, và từ đó
mới thực sự thấy whatever compassion we have in everyday life is very much conditional. It is only concerned with yourself and your friends and your relatives and your community.
Nếu mà chúng ta không còn cái tâm là ai,
anything that is
chúng
not related to you and the sentient being will be excluded and your compassion will not be reached. That is the reason why
và con anh em họ hàng mình thôi, thì tất cả chúng sanh cái gì bỏ bê ra ngoài.
Limited. Therefore, to receive the teaching of the Mahayana, you have to study and practice all the techniques that we presented in the Theravada tradition, and sometimes we call it the teachings according to those
schools. Chúng phải tư duy, phải học hỏi sâu sắc về tất cả những giáo pháp ở tiền thừa, giáo pháp nguyên thủy, và học tất cả những phẩm tính của tâm đại bi.
Telling that the contradiction is not there, not only because the contradiction is not there between teachings and teachings and Theravada tradition, teachings and Mahayana tradition, teachings and
Tantrayana
tradition. There's not only no contradiction, but they are very, very related to each other. Without
có sự mâu thuẫn mà tất cả những giáo pháp của tất cả pháp môn này đều có mối tương duyên với nhau một cách chặt chẽ.
Techniques and taught in Theravada and Mahayana,
những tu tập giáo pháp và kỹ thuật về sự tu tập của các trường
covered the back, the strong bone of the train Tantrayana, Mahayana, and Theravada tradition, Hinayana. Often we use the Hinayana.
There's
a strong bond to the
Vajrayana.
If you are qualified, the practitioners of the Mahayana, you can see the strong bonds between three different traditions, three different vehicles. Then once we know that, then we can see all the teachings. All the teachings that are presented in the Hinayana and the Mahayana going to be seen, going to be appeared as individual practitioner personal instruction. The personal instructions you can see once we know there's no contradiction between three vehicles. And not only the no contradictions of that, there are strong bonds between three traditions. Then we can see all the teachings personal instruction. Then, once we discover that, once we realize that, then we can see why what Buddha was intended for the disciples and the followers of the Mahayana teaching and the Tantrayana teaching, followers of the Theravada teaching. So whatever Buddha Shakyamuni said, the final aim is leading all the sentient beings towards the state of the enlightenment. That is the final Buddha's intention. That final intention can be seen after we discover that there's no contradiction and all the teachings that presented in three traditions, three traditions are as a personal instruction. Then we can see that Buddha's intention. After we know all those three qualities of the Lama, then we can see that. The disciple of the Mahayana, disciple of the Lamrim practitioner, Lamrim practitioner being, let's say, protected by the teaching of the Lamrim because of that. Then we know that all the teachings and the three vehicles. Everything is going to kind of save the disciples from the cliffs of the danger of the falling into the lower realms of the country of the your practice is going to be your inflicted emotions will not be continued and the present. Inflicted emotion, once controlled, once that overwhelms the disciples, then there is a greater danger that we might fall into the lower realms in the near future, near life. So the disciples who practice the Lamrim, what they will do is they are like
three qualities easily
your life you compete with you are not going to tell them. We call it secret. You are not going to share your secret with everybody. You like to keep it for yourself. And sometimes on the name of your property right. And we keep it for yourself. Otherwise, if you share with everybody, you are not, you are going to lose your business.
Okay? But here in Buddha Shakyamuni,
he likes to share. If you are willing and if you are ready to listen to the Lord of Buddha Shakyamuni, he is the one very much eagerly to share. And all the secrets you can all the secrets if you have is very much love to share with every sentient being. And that is the Buddha Shakyamuni's intention. And then now, because of all these qualities, qualities of the lung you have.
It
helps you to save yourself, save all the disciples from the danger of the falling into the possibility of death and
loss.
The reason is that because of the teaching of the lung is going to help you to set up the positive actions only. The positive actions now the line 8. I would like to request you recite the English version first. Okay, now I'm going to read it in Tibetan version. Tumara Bhundi, Mambu Dudu, Tunde, Tunde Tumda, Nyende, Tamchi Chetan, Tube, Tengen, Tso, Lakshin, Dupar, Nyede, Tudun, Sam, Nis. Okay, this is the same. Not only the practice of the Lama, but merely reciting the London, merely listening, one can accumulate a huge collection of the merits, and then make a connection to what the Mahayana teaching from each of
us.
So I'm going to now go to the chapter and the line, the next line. I request you to recite it in the English first.
Sau khi mà chúng ta đã quy y Tam Bảo, chúng ta thấy tất cả các phẩm tính mà chúng ta có được trong cái kiếp người quý báu này, trong kiếp tương lai là lòng tâm tính đối với
Particularity
particularly
teaching of the Mahayana in the Lamrim is just something we've never done before. Something is very new. Something is very not very common in the society, in the world. Something is not common in the Western world. But if you hear something like, okay, there is a great teaching of the Lamrim, or there is a great teaching and the technique presented by Lord Buddha Shakyamuni, who was in India, in Asia, far out in Asia, teaching of the Lord Buddha, spirituality, something marvelous phenomena that one can possibly listen and learn and practice.
Then
what should I do?
In
that moment, one should do spiritual master. That is the language. The spiritual master is the language presented in the Lamrim teaching. Spiritual master. Spiritual master is a new, very much a crucial and essential master. You have to start. You have to begin here. Finding spiritual master is just the beginning of your practice. Lamrim. If you look at in the Lamrim teaching, Lamrim, the great Lamrim, the ancient teaching of the Lamrim, he explained the practice of the Guru devotion, started with finding qualified master. What is qualification? What is the criteria that one can be become a spiritual master? Then after you find a spiritual master, then what should you do? From the beginning, the disciple is not looking for something like that. Not looking for some like masters that can give you special training. Special trainings for your job, special trainings for your company, special trainings for your business. But you are looking for the spiritual life, which is supposed to be very much different from mundane life. And we are looking for spiritual master, meaning for very qualified, very professional, leading you through the spiritual classes and the stages and the different levels. That was the concept of looking for spiritual master. If that is the case, after finding spiritual qualified master, you should treat him as differently. It should be, the way we treat him should be different from the way we treat our father, mother, and our brother, sister, and husband, the wife, and the boyfriend, and your classmates, your friends that when you hang around, you back every year, we know the spiritual master. We find the spiritual master. Because of the, our habit, because of the ways our lives are customed, from time to time we treat our spiritual master. And we very much similar. We treat the father, mother, wife, and
and
spiritual master. That is the man of the guru devotion. And that guru devotion is allowing him to teach you the spiritual path and guide you through the spiritual path, the stage. And allowing yourself also, allowing yourself to receive that spirituality and the spiritual help coming from your spiritual teacher, you are allowing yourself to receive that and then you get it, getting it. But if you don't treat your spiritual master according to the Lamrim teaching and the Mahayana teaching, then whatever you received from your spiritual master may not be the effect on you, spiritual effect on you. Now, Guru Devotion is nothing but the connection and the contact between you and your spiritual master. If you are practicing according to the Lamrim, then absolutely you are going to receive that all the benefits that your spiritual master intended to give you. And then with spiritual master, now you are allowing yourself to bow down and pay respect. Bowing down towards your spiritual master is one of the best ways to lowering your ego. One of the most difficult for individual to bring down, lowering your ego. If you don't lower your ego, that means there is a sense of the nose, the pushing up your nose. Okay, when you raise your nose up, then that means you are not allowing yourself, your ego lowering. Lowering your ego, you cannot do it with your boyfriend, the girlfriend, even in Asia, you can do a little bit with your parents, but you can do lowering your ego in the connection with your parents. And about now, here, in the connections with your spiritual master, so you should allow your ego with your spiritual master. He will be the only person with whom you can lower your ego. If you are not able to lower your ego, I think you, the successful of the practice spirituality, successful of the spiritual practice, that let's say removing or eliminating let's say negative inflicted emotions, and the negative emotions will not be possible. That is very all the negative emotions are strongly connected with your every individual ego. Every inflicted emotion, negative emotion we have is strongly connected with our ego. So our ego needs to be lowered in order to achieve successful spiritual practice, to remove or to limit the inflicted emotions we have. Therefore, the spiritual master, the qualifications of the spiritual master and the guru devotion to the spiritual master is a so important, crucial point of the Lamrim teaching. Therefore, the teaching on the spiritual master and the guru devotion are set at tu tầm cao nhất trong sự tâm thiếu của sư là làm vui lòng thầy mình và tu tập tất cả những điều thầy mình đã dạy cho mình.
Practice of the Guru devotion, that should be become the number one. We please the spiritual master.
If spiritual master has the quality that
he refined him so beautiful, so happy, when we share some improvement, spiritual improvement that we achieved, when we share with him, if he shown so happy.
Khi mà chúng ta có cơ hội gặp thầy, chúng ta chia sẻ với thầy những cái tiến bộ sự tu tập của mình, thì chúng ta sẽ làm cho thầy rất vui lòng.
To be free from the inhibitive negative emotions.
Cái sự tu tập này sẽ giúp chúng ta điều phục được tất cả những ác nghiệp.
It will be easy for you. I find it easier to explain to you the qualification of the spiritual master and the guru devotion of the spiritual master because you have already received teaching on Lamjam many, many times already and you already have the spiritual master
and you have the spiritual master with
everything you have. So here, I just want to make you more firm. Particularly at the practice of the Guru devotion and a connection with the, His Holiness of the Dalai Lama and
the
great master and the Rupa Guru sometimes we might find the spiritual Rupa Guru is already passed away, so what should I do?
Có nhiều người đặt câu hỏi bây giờ
and
thầy
the,
của chúng ta đã biết thì chúng ta phải làm gì?
Find it, kind of lost and
và chúng ta cảm thấy
no longer here,
chúng ta bị lầm lộn lạc đường.
Where I should go and look for new rituals.
Vậy thì chúng ta có nên đi tìm một vị đạo sư mới hay không?
We have received more or less adequate teaching. Already adequate to teaching from the root view we have
before.
Now it is the time to live up with it. Once we live up with it,
the
spiritual master should be there and somewhere with us. We know that all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, they are sincerely, very much willing liberate all the sentient beings, which is I'm including. I'm one of them. And now I am very much sincere. I'm very sincere to be free from the samsara, liberate. And because of that, I like to practice and I like to practice the Mahayana part in London.
Chính bản thân tôi rất là thành thực muốn tu tập pháp môn đại thừa đại thần này.
The teaching of the Lord Buddha should be available.
Của Đức Phật phải luôn luôn.
Teaching of the Buddha, Lord Buddha Shakyamuni should be available with available for us.
Có sẵn. That is the teaching. Đó là cái điểm cốt tử.
Availability of the Buddha Shakyamuni teaching is only to spiritual master. We can buy the books and the teachings of the Lord Buddha, like Kanji and Dengue, Chotipati, everything we can buy from the shop.
But buying them
doesn't mean they are available. Availability of the Lord Buddha's can đã phát một phần hay toàn thể thức ngày hôm nay là do sự truyền giảng của tất cả của những vị đạo sư.
Because of the combination of
them,
availability of the US spiritual mind, and he's presenting the teaching, and you are ready to receive it with the unshakable faith, everything there, then there is availability of the Lord Buddha's Sasana teaching there. Otherwise, I would say availability of the Lord Buddha's Sasana teaching would be the doubt. What I intended to say is that now adequate teaching was already presented and given to you by through the Guru you have and you have
it now.
Like the colonist is continuously from time to time he's presenting us and the Lady Rinpoche is presenting us.
Chúng ta ở trong ngôi chùa này, chúng ta đã được nghe học hỏi giáo pháp từ thầy của chúng ta, Jesse Johnson và ngài Martin Luther. Thì những gì chúng ta còn lại với giáo pháp này là chúng ta phải
sống bằng giáo pháp đó. We are so fortunate that because of this we have made qualified spiritual master with Guru and the Guru was kind enough given us adequate teaching not only one time but many times. And I'm fortunate that I am a qualified disciple. I have faith and I could follow his teaching. I'm living up to the instructions and teaching he gave. And now, so let us pray that this fortunate opportunity will continue, not only this lifetime, but future lifetime. Not only for myself is available, but I wish the availability of the Lord Buddha Shakyamuni's teaching and the availability of the spiritual master and the availability of your own faith should be there forever and should be there for Mother Sentient Being, rest of the sentient being should be there. And that is the purpose of the teaching Guru Jivasana. Okay. Now here the line 10, I would like to request you to recite it
bây
English version first.
Bây giờ ngài nói ngài yêu cầu chúng ta hãy đọc tiếng văn bằng Anh ngữ bài kệ thứ 10.
Okay, now I'm going to read it in Tibetan version first.
Say it in the Asian and the Latin language.
And it's going to be like Okay, here. So, right now we more or less completed the teaching on spiritual master with Guru and Guru Devotion. If you look in the Lamrim, great Lamrim teaching, it's covered, it's already covered, the lines, outlines, many of the outlines according to the, in connection to the spiritual master.
Chúng ta sẽ thấy có những đoạn kinh văn
giống
như hệ những human being allowed us, life of the human being allowed us to have the opportunity and fortune. But if you look in the human beings, and right now in the world, in this planet, population of the human beings, within 6 billion people, how many people are fortunate and having opportunity of meeting the spiritual teaching of the Lamrim? Only handful of human beings are fortunate. The rest of the human beings cannot see the practice of the Mahayana path, cannot hear the teaching of the Lamrima. Rest of the human beings cannot hear. The reason why they cannot hear the teaching of the Lamrima, why they do not find it, is because of that. It's something to do with the at liberties and the ten endowments. Is a strong connection. If the ten endowments or the eight liberties are one of them are missing, then the opportunity we have may not be materialized. That is the question. Therefore, saying having the human rebirth. Right now we have human rebirth. All of us in the temple, we are human beings. Do we have the opportunity? Do we have the eight liberties and the ten endowments or not? May not be the perfect one, but we have the human being. Human life with the qualities of the eight liberties and the ten endowments. Therefore, now, today we are having a great event of the listening and the receiving, giving and the listening, the teaching of the
Lord.
Okay, today we are listening and the giving, the teaching of the Lord. And that is very much a kind of opportunity you have. That is very much to do with the opportunity I have. Without my opportunity, without your opportunity, the event we are enjoying today would not be possible, would not be existing. And that because of my precious human rebirth with the eight liberties, qualities of eight liberties, ten endowments, and then your liberty, ten endowments, allowing us, accommodating us to hold the discussion session, teaching session today. Then now, this precious human rebirth is a great and providing us the opportunity, but we must grab the opportunity right now, because this opportunity may not be there tomorrow, day after tomorrow. One never knows how long the opportunity will last. If you ask anybody, how long am I going to have the opportunity? Nobody can answer. Even you don't know yourself. That's why we don't know uncertainty.
see that dream, but we know when we are going to die, and we know we are not going to, we cannot extend it, we cannot receive the treatment, because anyway we are going to die. And that day, that time, that minute, then simple. Simple, but then it's easier. But fortunately, or I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, we don't know. We don't know how many we are going to live. We don't know how long the opportunity we have to last.
So that means
that the reason why I said it, maybe fortunately, maybe unfortunately. Because of the, even if we know that we are going to die after 10 years, exact date and the week and date and the time and the minute we know, then the quality, our habit of the laziness will not go away. Habit of the laziness was there with us until the last minute. That is clear. So when we know the uncertainty of the life is imminent there, everybody will know, okay, it's better to start today. The practice of the spirituality, practice of the London must be started today, and it should not be delayed, because of the day he is waiting for us. When he's going to come to you, our doorway is going to knock at the door. When he comes to our doorway and knock at the door, then it will be too late for us. So it's better to practice in spirituality, particularly Mahayana path, loving kindness and the compassion in the altruist mind right now. And then when Lord of the Day comes to us, you are not in the fear anymore. We rather wait to go with him. And without the panic, without the hesitation, smoothly ready to go, that is the result of the practice. Result of the practice of the London, particularly part of the London, the uncertainty of the particularly the teaching of the practice and teachings of the suffering of samsara, impermanent of the life, and the relationship between cause and effect, relationship between karma and the result. It's someone of you who qualified, someone who practiced it and received the teaching thoroughly. Then when time, death, when death comes, the person will be ready to go without hesitation. Person can say goodbye to his friends and the relatives. And that is the result of the practice. Probably will not be too sad, because of that we know that we are going to meet again. Samsara is too big, so there will be a lot of chance to meet more people, make more friends in the future, and more
friends.
We know that people feel panic when death comes. When doctors come in and tell you, I think the first message you will bring by doctor saying that your sickness cannot be treated. And that will be exactly the message that's coming from your death
chắc chắn là chúng ta không bị rơi xuống bao giờ nữa. Do đó chúng ta phải hết lòng quy y Tam Bảo.
It is commonly used that the practice of taking refuge with Buddha Dhamma Sangha is just the beginning of that, beginning of becoming Buddhist. If you are Buddhist, you are supposed to take refuge with Buddha Dhamma Sangha. That's commonly known to people, right? Now, we have to know that the needs of the
Triple Zen,
Buddha Dhamma Sangha, why we need
I'm trying to get
the formulation, the formulation of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha is Four Noble Truths. Because of the Four Noble
Truths,
the needs of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha is proof. Them as truth because of the Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths is going to come out later on. Because of the suffering, the truth of the suffering and the truth of the cause of the suffering, those two is the formula for the truth of the cessation and the perpetual cessation. Truth of the cessation and the perpetual cessation is because of the truth of the suffering, because of the truth of suffering and the truth of the cause of the suffering. The structure of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha is there. It's logically true. If Four Noble Truths is not presented, then we would not know the need of the taking refuge of Buddha Dhamma Sangha. The Four Noble Truths is very much related to individual, your personality, your personal life. Because of the your personal life, it's very much described by Four Noble Truths. Then, because of the Four Noble Truths, the needs of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha is there. The Buddha Dhamma Sangha is there, so we have to take the refuge of Buddha Dhamma Sangha. The way of taking refuge of Buddha Dhamma Sangha
is
following the Buddha Shakyamuni and his teaching. That is the way to taking refuge of Buddha. And the practicing all the techniques and the teachings that are presented by Buddha Shakyamuni. Taking refuge of the Dhamma, that means we are practicing, exercising, and the process of the spirituality. The process is the way we are making progress in the spirituality, particularly in the Mahayana path. And the process of making progress in a Mahayana path is a long and very, very good. Something very vast and long process. There is a need of the spiritual community in Sangha. And being associated with the spiritual Sangha, that is the way of the technical refuge of the says that 10 virtues in this life and in previous life is because of the receiving, teaching, receiving positive guidelines. Guidelines that we presented by either from spiritual master or spiritual good society, good community, good community where allowing the members of the
tribe
generally practicing 10 virtues. Very good society, very good community, safe community, we say. Safe community, all communities are wonderful. What is wonderful? Because of the practicing 10 virtues.
Tất cả những cái điều đó là do sự
the
kết quả
community
của
and the spiritual master and guiding helping us to be born again higher. That is very much connected with the practice of the 10 virtues, which is the very beginning of Dharma. Dharma is just something to be established within your life. And the way established and how established the Dharma, practice of the Dharma is, we should apply the 10 virtues first. Once you apply the 10 virtues, that is the meaning of the Dharma is now protecting you, saving you, and into it. That you are not going to be born again and the lower
now,
this life, we are living out with the practice of the 10 virtues, which is very much a part of the Dharma. And on the base of the 10 virtues, and now you are allowed and you are very much allowed to make a progress of practicing loving kindness.
Trong sự tu tập có được tâm đại từ đại bi, có được trí tuệ, cũng đặt căn bản trên sự tu tập có một thực hiện.
Okay now, I'm going to stop the teaching today here and going to have the discussion session for next 15 minutes, let's say. Next 15 minutes, let us to have discussion session. I would like to hear if he had questions. I would like to hear them.
Nếu ai có câu hỏi gì thì đặt câu hỏi với ngài VVC.
It mentioned 9 kind of sentient beings. Can you please elaborate a little bit for us about that notion?
This is 10. 9 means I think
the
desire realm of the desire. Desire realm. Desire realm and the form realm,
usually
there are three different categories mentioned in Abhidharma Kosha. And Abhidharma Kosha try to describe Buddhist cosmology. There explain the three realms.
chúng ta lên thì chúng ta phải hiểu lầm, thì chúng ta thay vì đi tìm những điều mà chúng ta mong cầu, chúng ta đi chúng ta tìm những điều ngược lại mà chúng ta không mong cầu. Là cái tâm của chúng ta là cái tâm mâu thuẫn.
Because why? Because of the people you're being very much.
exactly